right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock, that was Katie B with a track called Katie on a Mission. And it's pretty cool joining us in the studio right now. One of my favourite semi-regular contributors, special guests to George FM Breakfast, body language specialist Suzanne Macefield from the Body Language Company. Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm great.
I've got to say, first of all, thank you. We just had a little session off air. You'd be like the greatest, I've said this before after you've left, you're like the world's greatest auntie I've never had, you know? It's like, seriously, like, I can imagine it's like, oh, you got a problem in life, you just go to Auntie Suzanne and she just sorts you out. So I kind of sustained some kind of little injury about a week ago and it's reared its head. Like, it's got this horrible pain in my shoulder and you're like, right, okay, pressure point, gave some great advice. Am I carrying too much stress on me? Is that what it is,
yeah,
you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
You could tell?
And your left side, which is your emotional side, so you're draining, you need to feed yourself a little bit more.
What's going on. It's nothing to do with like crazy party dance moves.
Well, that'll come into it.
Okay. But mainly it's the emotional stress and I need to just chill out and go for a walk
and responsibility.
Smell the flowers a little
bit.
Hey, look, there's a couple of things we want to talk about with you this morning. But I thought, like, you know, over the years, you are a body language expert. You do on a corporate level, you know, face readings. You do readings. You teach, you know, company employees about, you know, reading body language and what to do and do not in those situations. But you're great at face reading. Have you never met Tim Lamborn before?
No.
Have you? This is Tim. He's the latest recruit to the show. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Meet Suzanne.
Morning.
So, Suzanne, quick face reading of Tim Lamborn here.
Okay, well, what I noticed with Tim is he's got a very prominent brow which sticks right out, and that's showing me that he's very visual. He actually goes into a situation, the first thing he's going to pick up is what he sees, and he's going to look around and purvey the situation. Then he's going to intellectualize that and work out where he fits in it. And he's a bit of a chameleon looking at his face. He'll fit into any situation, very, very flexible. He's quite a sensitive soul, but at the same time, a lot of people won't see that because he'll hide that with being very friendly and getting on with people, and people really enjoy his company. He's got lots of energy and he's very vibrant. But they won't necessarily get to know the real Tim.
Oh, bit of a dark horse. Yeah, bit of a dark horse.
And he's now blushing, so I think I've hit that on the head.
Well, interesting. Can you give us any idea what the real Tim is like? Looking.
When I find him, I will let you know.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Hey, look, quick little tips on de-stressing over the Christmas period, because we all know it's a really intensely stressful period.
My
shoulder's yelling at me right now. I'm stressed. What are things we can do over this period, Suzanne?
Okay, well, I mean, our body language is responsible for sort of 55 to 80% of the messages we send and receive other people. And we all know that if we change our thinking, we change how we feel, and then that changes, you know, basically our reaction. But you can also do that through your body language. So just by purely looking at what your posture's doing, because otherwise often we're in the flight or fight or even freeze mode where we're quite robotic. We're in reaction versus response.
Yeah.
So one of the quick things that you can do is they've done scientific research on posture and power poses. So what you can actually do...
Power poses?
Power poses.
Nice.
Yeah. So when we're closed up, when we're stressed, we often close up our shoulders. We sort of almost become like a turtle. You know, everything implodes
on itself. Isn't it funny, though, that... Because normally, you know, I've got a bit of energy this morning, but you knew it straight away.
Yeah.
When you walked into the studio this morning, I was like a turtle.
Yep.
And you were like, God, you could cut the vibe in this studio with a knife. So, all right, I need to work on my pose.
Yeah, well, your posture, I mean, the minute you actually do that, what it does is it increases the stress cortisol in the body. So that's the stress hormone. So just by changing your body posture, you actually add more stress. So if you actually expand your body posture and become more open, they've done scientific tests on this now. It can increase your testosterone level by up to 25%.
Really? Just by like flexing like that?
By actually coming into what, you know, if you think about some of what the bodybuilders do,
you
stand in that for just 2 minutes, it increases your testosterone by up to 25% and lowers your cortisol rate by between 10 to 15%.
You're crazy, Suzanne.
No, just by doing that.
So wow.
You know, it's great to have the scientific research backing up what I've been teaching for a very long time. And another thing that's really, really important is taking a breather. You know, and this doesn't have to take a lot of time. I work with a lot of corporates. They all tell me they've got no time. But basically what you can do, I call these possibility pauses, and I do this with everybody I work with, all the CEOs, all the managers, is actually just feel your feet on the floor, put your hand on your stomach, take a deep breath down to your stomach, and hold it for 3 seconds. And you can imagine something positive when you're breathing in.
Mm.
You know, you can think about something you're grateful for, something that makes you laugh, something that makes you happy, and then breathe out all the stress. And do that 3 times. So anybody sitting in a traffic jam right now, this is a really good opportunity for you to do this. You see a red traffic light, you can do this. It takes less than a minute, and you do this 3 times, and you do it at every natural stop point in the day. 3 breaths, 1, 2, 3, take a breath, breathe out.
Wow.
And that, but also adjust your posture so that you actually have your body language more open, you're more warm and welcoming for other people. So it's going to be less threatening, there'll be less conflict. Often we're going into conflict situations with relatives or, you know, all those types of things around Christmas that we get, people that we're not used to seeing. It can be a bit antsy and we can be a bit Grinch-like.
Yes.
So it's really about taking charge to overcome conflict, and you do that quite simply through your body language.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. Look, for more information, people can go to thebodylanguagecompany.com and find out a whole lot more information about what it is you do. And also, after Christmas, you're launching for the very first time an online body language course, is that right?
I am. I'm really excited about it. I've had people asking me for so long to do a one-on-one course, and really I just train in businesses. But now I'm developing an online course which will be available from the end of January called Signals to Success. And we're launching this at the Create Yourself Summit, which has got Dr. John Gray in it from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Great.
And also Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Hannah Ray and Kate O'Brien are actually Create Yourself. They've got the Global Summit. So
awesome.
I'm really happy to be launching this.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. You are fantastic. And thank you for my little stressy
pressure
points there. Great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks.